I never go nowhere, man, I never go nowhere. Traffic's bad out there, man, I'm saving wear and tear. I like conditioned air, man, I never go nowhere. I go upstairs, downstairs, backyard, lawn chairs, living room, bathroom, bedroom, furnace room, hot tub, cedar deck, pillow, fire, washer, dryer, pantry, patio, barter, aroma, video, cold cellar, rec room, ping pong, mahjong, beer, count wear, then speed dial order, and I ain't going nowhere, man, I ain't going nowhere. It's dangerous out there, man, might have been a big bomb scare. Hard to get off of this easy chair, I ain't going nowhere. I go online, DSL, Amazon, buy and sell, eBay, layaway, last bid, noon today, plasma, Judy, Judge, broadband, Matt, Drudge, J.Crew, BNN.com, CNN, JPEG, email, pop-up, Gmail, shower cam, filter, spam, slam, bam, a thing, spam. I ain't going nowhere, man, never gonna go nowhere. It's a bungled jungle out there, man, some kid got mauled by a bear. Surround sound in my own lair, I ain't going nowhere. I got perimeter motion, doggy door, mail call, people, Avon, wireless, strobes on, pin code, keypad, relay, pepper spray, home base, interface, three zone, plug and play, infrared, photocell, squad car, decibel, choppers up, sonic boom, activate the panic room. Zantac, Lipitor, Dicepam, Nexium, Prevacid, Percocet, Levitra, Leviquin, Elavil, Fosamax, Plavix, Keflex, Next Day, FedEx, Zithromax, Avalox, Flexeril, Topamax, Prozac, Ativan, Adderall, I take them all. I ain't going nowhere, man, never gonna go nowhere. I'm cutting my own hair, man, nothing I need out there. Outside sunny, but inside share, I ain't going nowhere.
Dale for Tideswell, Kirby Muxlow, Mal Cop and Scholar Green. No more will I go to Blandford Forum and Morty Ho. On the slow train from Midsummer Norton and Mumbino. No churns, no porter, no cat on a seat at Chorlton Kamhani or Chester Le Street. We won't be meeting again on the slow train. I'll travel no more from Littleton Bagsy to Openshaw. At Long Sandton I'll stand well clear of the doors no more. No whitewashed pebbles, no up and no down, from Formby Four Crosses to Dunstable Town. I won't be going again on the slow train. On the main line and the good siding, the grass grows high at Dog Dyke, Tumby Woodside, and Trouble House Halt. The sleepers sleep at Audlem and Ambergate. No passenger waits on Chittering platform or Cheslin Hay. No one departs, no one arrives, from Selby to Goole, from St. Earth to St. Ives. They all passed out of our lives on the slow train, on the slow train. Cockermouth for Buttermere,
on the slow train.
Armlin Moor, Adam, Pie Hill and Summercoats,
on the slow train.
Windmill End,
railroad, it's pleasant and it just suits me. People living near the track never think you're looking back. leave their window shades high so you can see. In the first room I saw a man shaving. He was frowning like the razor hurt his face. In the next room I saw a bulldog gazing at a cat up on the window he had chased. In the next room I saw a lady cooking while a man was looking through the evening mail. In the next room I saw a little baby trying hard to bite his doggy's tail. Oh, it's riding on the elevated railroad. It's pleasant and it just suits me. Take a day or a night, you'll see I'm right. Some very funny sights you'll see. Now you can ride in taxi cabs or in the subway. Aeroplanes are nice in summertime. But folks, you don't know what you're really missing till you ride upon this elevated line. Oh, it's riding on the elevated railroad. It's pleasant and it just suits me. Take a day or a night, you'll see I'm right. Some very funny sights you'll see. Was in the sitting room, I saw a couple spooning, making love while all the lights were turned down low. While in the next room, I saw an old maid praying for a man who whispered, dear, I love you so. In the next room, I saw a happy family sitting round the table for their evening meal. In the next room, I saw a very bad boy trying hard his mother's cake to steal. Oh, it's riding on the elevated railroad. It's pleasant and it just suits me. Take a day or a night, you'll see I'm right. Some very funny sights you'll see.
Elizabeth Pickle went to the washroom in a heck of a pickle, for she had forgotten to bring in a nickel, and nobody knew she was there.
Oh dear, what can the matter be? The old ladies locked in the lavatory. They were there from Monday to Saturday. Nobody knew they were there.
The second old lady, Elizabeth Fender, went in to fix the bus to suspender. It snapped back and hit her feminine gender, and everyone knew she was there.
Oh dear, what can the matter be? The old ladies locked in the lavatory. They were there from Monday to Saturday. Nobody knew they were there.
The third old lady, Elizabeth Draper, went to the washroom in a very light paper, and when she got there, she found no paper, not even a corn cob there.
Oh dear, what can the matter be? The old ladies locked in the lavatory. They were there from Monday to Saturday. Nobody knew they were there.
The fourth old lady, Elizabeth Twitter, went to the washroom, all a jitter, sat down on her teeth, and you know where they fit her, and everyone knew she was there.
Oh dear, what can the matter be? The old ladies locked in the lavatory. They were there from Monday to Saturday. Nobody knew they were there.
The fifth old lady, Elizabeth Humphrey, when she sat down, she found it so comfy, but when she got up, she couldn't get her rump free, and nobody knew she was there.
Oh dear, what can the matter be? The old ladies locked in the lavatory. They were there from Monday to Saturday. Nobody knew they were there.
The sixth old lady, Elizabeth Moose, not very tall, but what a caboose. Didn't know she went in until she let loose. Heck, then everybody knew she was there.
Oh dear, what can the matter be? The old ladies locked in the lavatory. They were there from Monday to Saturday. Nobody knew they were there.
The seventh old lady, Elizabeth Crown, her dress went up and it wouldn't come down, and everyone said, isn't that Fanny Brown? But Fanny was nowhere around.
Oh dear, what can the matter be? The old lady locked in the lavatory. They were there from Monday to Saturday. Nobody knew they were there.
The eighth old lady, Elizabeth Spooner, went in to see what was caught in her bloomer, and when she got there, she wished she'd gone sooner, and nobody knew they were there. The ninth old Lady Elizabeth's mouse. She went in as still as a mouse, but then she was heard all over the house, and everyone knew she was there.
Oh dear, what can the matter be? The old lady, what can the matter be? They were there from Monday to Saturday. Nobody knew they were there.
The tenth old lady, Elizabeth Wren, every few minutes she got a yen, got in the wrong door and had to stand with the men, and all the men thought it was prayer.
Oh dear, what can the matter be? The old lady, what can the matter be? They were there from Monday to Saturday. Nobody knew they were there.
The 11th old lady, Elizabeth Wooster, couldn't see as good as she used to. Sat on the handle and caught someone booster, and nobody knew she was there.
Oh dear, what can the matter be? The old lady, black in the laboratory, they were there from Monday to Saturday. Nobody knew they were there.
The 12th old lady, Elizabeth Teller, the plumbing was faulty, but they didn't tell her. She pulled the chain and went through to the cellar, and nobody knew she was there.
Oh dear, what can the matter be? The old lady dropped in the laboratory. They were there from Monday to Saturday. Nobody knew they were there.
The 13th old lady, Elizabeth Master, went to the washroom a little bit faster, got caught in the door and had a disaster, and everyone knew she was there.
Oh dear, what can the matter be? The old lady dropped in the laboratory. They were there from Monday to Saturday. Nobody knew they were there.
The 14th old lady, Elizabeth Fink, went in the washroom just to primp, and when she came out, oh boy, did she feel better, and nobody knew she was there.
Oh dear, what can the matter be? The old lady locked in the laboratory. They were there from Monday to Saturday. Nobody knew they were there.
The 15th old lady, Elizabeth Meeker, along in years, control of it weaker, got as far as the door, and let a sneaker, and nobody knew she was there.
Oh dear, what can the matter be? The old lady locked in the laboratory. They were there from Monday to Saturday. Nobody knew they were there.
The 16th old lady, Elizabeth Smart, every few minutes to the washroom was dark, and all she could do was sit there and read, and nobody knew she was there.
Old lady, he's locked in the laboratory. They were there from Monday to Saturday. Nobody knew they were there.
Well, there's no such thing as too much loving, and no such thing as too much hugging, too much kissing, a ring-a-ding-ding. Oh, baby, there's no such thing.
Well, you might find
a boat that's made out of bricks,
and you might find
a skyscraper made out of sticks,
and there could be
a railroad to the moon, or a solid steel balloon. But there's no such thing as too much loving, and no such thing as too much hugging, too much kissing, a ring-a-ding-ding. Oh, baby, there's no such thing.
Well, you might find
a fish that just can't swim,
and you might find
an elephant that's short and thin,
and there could be
a sponge or rubber submarine, or a place where the snow is green. But there's no such thing as too much loving, and no such thing as too much hugging, too much kissing, a ring-a-ding-ding. Oh, baby, there's no such thing.
Well, you might find
a turtle that flies like a bird,
and there could be
a newspaper without any words,
and you might find
a lump of sugar that tastes like salt, or an ant that's 10 feet tall. Ah, oh, but there's no such thing as too much loving, and no such thing as too much hugging, too much kissing, or ring-a-ding-ding. Ah, oh, baby, there's no such thing.
Tour. Listen to what I have to say. Love's under construction, girl. Your turn to yield the right of way. Your life has been one endless line of loves that you have left behind.
four-lane concrete highway, stretched out like cobwebs clean across the land. And we filled them up with shiny two-tone Ramblers, Fords, Plymouths, Chevys, Mack trucks, VW vans. But our wheels are no longer innocent with their rolling frames of mine, decorated with decals like the war. There's lots of people trying to tell the story of their life in a two-bit bumper sticker on their car. Keep your city clean, eat a pigeon. War ain't no good for kids and other things. Love America, or you can leave it. Come see the friendly folks down at Camping King. Visit Royal Gorge, dump Nixon. All the way with the Mets, don't forget the MIAs. Remember the Pueblo, thank a green plant. Damn it, and have a very nice day. When guns are outlawed, outlaws will have them. Don't laugh, your daughter's in this car, you see. My God's not dead, too bad about yours. Wanna know about cosmetics, just ask me. Think snow, think sun, and restore the czar. If you can't read this sign, you are too close. You hate cops. You're in trouble, call a hippie. Up with people, down with poison, curb your dogs. Well, I know there's nothing wrong with sticking on a sign. We'll always find some outlet for our wills. And even though my own car has a clean behind, well, there ain't no warning there to post no bills. But I never heard them advertise a signpost model for a rolling billboards out of GMC. And I always thought that bumpers were for stopping accidents, back windows were for looking out to sea. Take a deep breath, live dangerously. Remember when sex was dirty and air was clean? Drive like hell and you'll get there. Go big red, let peace begin with me. Down with hot pants, no comment. Be kind to animals, kiss a frog today. Custer died for your sins, pigs are people. Honk for Jesus and have a very nice day.
Kick in the ass. Kick in the ass. Kick in the ass. It's coming. Kick in the ass. It's coming. Kick in the ass. It's coming.
Kick in the ass.
It's coming.
Kick in the ass.
It's coming.
Kick in the ass. That guy who's stealing my parking space,
he gets a
kick in the ass.
A great big
kick in the ass. That baggage handler playing with my suitcase,
you'll get a
kick in the ass.
It's coming.
Kick in the ass.
People telemarketing, calling during supper.
They should come visit and show me their face. Kick in the ass,
a great big
kick in the ass,
a kick in the ass.
It's coming.
Kick in the ass.
Someone's complaining that they got no hors d'oeuvres. Kick in the ass,
a great big
kick in the ass.
That guy
who wrote that book about the bell curve. Kick in the ass, kick in the ass.
Jugs of milk left in the fridge, with only drops remaining.
I find who did it, they'll get what they deserve. Kick in the ass,
that's right,
kick in the ass. The kick in the ass.
Come and kick in the ass.
But I don't. It's got a logic that you just can't refuse.
You just
kick in the ass. Good kick in the ass.
On the first day of Christmas, a snowbird gave to me advice that I didn't want or need. On the second day of Christmas, a snowbird gave to me salt and pepper shakers stolen from a restaurant and advice that I didn't want or need. On the third day of Christmas, a snowbird gave to me three driving range balls, yeah, he slipped in his pocket, and advice that I didn't want or need. On the fourth day of Christmas, a snowbird gave to me four hotel ashtrays stuck in her luggage, and advice that I didn't want or need. On the fifth day of Christmas, a snowbird gave to me five sweet and lows, four hotel ashtrays, three driving range balls, salt and pepper shakers, and advice that I didn't want or need. On the sixth day of Christmas, a snowbird gave to me six little sugars and advice that I didn't want or need. On the seventh day of Christmas, a snowbird gave to me seven packs of crackers.
It's not really stealing.
And advice that I didn't want or need. On the eighth day of Christmas, a snowbird gave to me eight discount coupons.
Can we use them all at once?
And advice that I didn't want or need. On the ninth day of Christmas, a snowbird gave to me slow driving lessons.
Move to the damn right.
And advice that I didn't want or need. On the tenth day of Christmas, a snowbird gave to me a 3% tip.
We're on a fixed income.
And advice that I didn't want or need. On the 11th day of Christmas, a snowbird gave to me a handicap sticker.
They don't really need it.
And advice that I didn't want or need. On the 12th day of Christmas, a snowbird gave to me 12 pinch pennies.
Found on the ground.
Handicap sticker.
They don't really need it.
3% tip.
More fixed income.
Slow driving lessons.
Move to the damn right.
8 discount coupons.
Can we use them all at once?
7 packs of crackers.
That's not really stealing.
6 little sugars. 5 packs of sweet and low.
She took a handful.
4 hotel ashtrays.
Slipped in her luggage.
3 driving range balls.
Slipped in his pocket.
Salt and pepper shakers.
Stolen from a cafe.
And advice that I didn't want or need.
Just further to prove that I can write a song about practically anything, this is a song about acid reflux. Where you burp food, up in your throat there. Kind of a esophagus Yahtzee kind of thing,
Is that a piece of carrot? Is that some corn? Is that a calamari with a little cinnamon spice? Cinnamon spice. Is that a hunk of meatloaf? Is that some cheese? Is that a rigatoni with a little hollandaise? Hollandaise. It's a yo-yo chalupa. It's a boomerang fondue. It's a hiccup McNugget. It's all deja vu. Is that a hunk of french fry, some sauerkraut, jalapeno popper with a touch of marmalade? Marmalade. Is that a portabella, a butter bean, a touch of chutney with a Romanoff stroganoff jam? Stroganoff jam. It's a yo-yo chalupa, it's a boomerang fondue. It's a hiccup McNugget, it's all deja food. just your stomach saying, what's up?
One morning, feeling so sick, I thought I was dead. Oh, yes, I did, I did. I felt sick in my stomach, and I felt sick in my head. Oh, yes. So I rolled over on my pillow, and I threw up all over the bed.
You didn't know you did.
Yeah,
I was told. I heard that.
I turned around to my wife, and I threw up all over her.
Why you do that?
I threw up on the cat. I threw up on the baby's chair,
all over the chair.
Now 5 years I've been traveling, and I've thrown up everywhere.
I'm gonna tell you now, I've thrown up in California, I've thrown up in Timbuktu.
Now come on over here, baby, and I'll throw up over you.
Throw it up, 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 yeah. Throw it up, 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 yeah.
Oh Lord, I'm telling you, I got those sick man blues. I'll tell you a little bit more now.
Well, I've thrown up over Indians. I've thrown up over Jews.
I've even thrown up my sweet Jews. Throw it up, 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 yeah. Throw it up, 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 yeah.
Oh, Lord, I'm telling you, I got those sick man blues.
Better out than in, man.
Coming. Here we go. I need two all the way. I need a Yankee dog. I need a grease and egg salad sandwich. I need two patty melts. Go ahead and bleed one. Burn one. Know you got to have something to drink. Need two ice cold orange drinks. Got a dessert coming right behind that. I need two slabs of apple. Go ahead and cotton top them. Scorch them. Give them legs and wolf them out of here.
That's just for me.
Imagine a pot pie and a fish fry with some cornbread and a ribeye. Like a choke lumberjack. Oh, I'm a little more hungry than that. A picture of T-bone with a calzone and some chicken with a skin on that's been fried in bacon fat. I'm a little more hungry than that.
I just want to make sure you know just who is asking. Are you gonna finish that? Cause girl, I'm not the kind who one time's a buffet and don't go back.
I'm a little more hungry than that. Think of a peach pie a mile wide with some ice cream piled sky high. That's just a little snack. I'm a little more hungry than that. If you want a thin man in tight pants with a six-pack and a suntan, Earl, you're way off track. I'm a little more hungry than that.
I just want to make sure you know just who is asking. Do these jeans make me look fat? Cause, girl, I'm not the kind who one time's a buffet and don't. A little more hungry than that. Yeah, I'm sure you've heard the words, I'm hungry, from others who weren't as fat. Cause eating ain't something that I take for granted.
little more hungry than that. I'm a little more hungry than that. I'm a little more hungry than that. I'm going for some herb roasted Triscuits right now.
We find ourselves together on another weekend night, perhaps. I'm KBC. This is the Bit Slap, and tonight we are going over some of our lists that we've been skipping all these months. One of my favorite topics, really, since I started doing them. And tonight we started out kind of where we left off last week. Our traveling show, and that was I Ain't Going Nowhere. That was Rick Moranis and a whole list of places he hasn't been. I haven't been to a lot of those places. I'm sure you haven't either, so we'll just let it go at that. And if you got nowhere to go, you might as well go on the slow train. That was, of course, Flanders and Swann from the early 60s. Riding on the Elevated Railroad, that was Frankie Marvin singing and recording as Frankie Wallace from 1929. I don't know why they do these things, but they do, okay? 16 Old Ladies Locked in the Laboratory, and that was Herbie Hart and the Jovial Jesters, and that thing really made me laugh in a couple of spots. I don't laugh a lot, but I'm sure it made you laugh too, or at least I hope it did, but it's just refreshing to have an old, good old-fashioned belly laugh. You know what I mean? Jeff Barry, There's No Such Thing. Well, there are plenty of belly laughs in this world. That was from 1961, and that was Ellie with him. Let's see, The Rainy Days from 67, that was Stop Sign. You caught all that, right? Okay, yeah, it's a list kind of thing. All right, One Piece at a Time, you know that. That was Johnny Cash. That was actually a hit, am I right? Yep, mm-hmm. The Bumper Sticker Song, that was Larry Gross. I think that was The Other Side of Junk Food Junkie, and I did not hear any mention of Wall Drug or FMU, for that matter, when it comes to bumper stickers. Kicking the Ass, that's what you get for not mentioning Wall Drug or FMU. That was Moxie Fruvis. Let's see, Brent Burns after that. 12 Days of a Snowbird Christmas. Been there, hate it. Okay, let's see, Haywood Banks, my go-to guy for anything weird and strange. That was Reflux. Yeah, and then Sick Man Blues from the Goodies. Yeah, they're weird too. Yes, okay, A Little More Hungry Than That. Cletus T. Judd, that's a very nice romantic ballad. And Grapefruit Diet by Weird Al. How many of you have tried the Grapefruit Diet? Okay, I didn't. Okay, anyway, besides that, alright, anybody got any questions? What? Yes, I did. Okay. Any more questions? All right. In that case, let me bring up a guy here who can explain it all to you.
a 12-pack of beer and the food's on its way. Brand new Risk board game and I'm ready to play. You can go first after the pieces have been dispersed. From the Northwest Territory to Madagascar, you're the prettiest girl I've ever seen by far. And I wish you luck on your quest to rule the world. I can't help but smile as your army attacks. I bet Napoleon Bonaparte never felt this relaxed. Please don't get mad if I make up the rules as we go. There's so much to risk, there's so much to lose. If you sank my battleship, I'd still look for clues. My pursuits aren't trivial, you have a monopoly on my heart. You can twist her around, but please don't tear it apart. Maybe next time, let's play life. Well, it's Friday night and I can't help my fascination with the way the light hits your face. And world domination as the Ukraine gets attacked from the west. And when the rolling dice stops and our little game ends, if your empire's destroyed, can we still be friends? Please take a card, I wouldn't wanna cheat you. So much to risk, there's so much to lose. If you sank my battleship, I'd still look for clues. My pursuits aren't trivial, have a monopoly on my heart. You can twist her around, but please don't tear it apart. Maybe next time, let's play life. Checkers, no, no, no. Chess, moves way too slow. Sorry, I gotta go. Scrabble, can't get into the flow. There's so much to risk, there's so much to lose. If you sank my battleship, I'd still look for clues. My pursuits aren't trivial, I'm a monopoly on my heart. You can twist her around, but please don't tear it apart. Maybe next time, let's play life. We could go from the board up to the stars in our little plastic pastel cars. Maybe next time, let's play life. And if you accepted my invitation gladly, I would thank God for Milton Bradley. Maybe next time, let's play life.
Did a favor for you. We had a binding verbal contract, and you knew there would come a day when I'd be making further contact. Someday I'm gonna ask you to return the favor. The rules of the Godfather will apply to think tomorrow or next year it would happen, and you would be obligated to comply. I could ask you for a kidney or a date for cousin Sydney. The spackle, stop the pouting. There's a bedroom meeting crowding. You can help me train my ferret. Advise my leg each time you scare it. If you stop its weird behavior, it would be payback for the favor. Yes, the favor, the favor, the favor, the favor.
Must I remind you of the favor?
You were driving down the freeway,
trying to get into my lane.
You looked at me to get my soul.
I let you in, you gave away.
Then you went upon your way. But there was something vital that I had to mention. Someday I'm gonna ask you to return the favor. The rules of the Godfather will apply. To think tomorrow or next year it would happen, and you would be obligated to comply.
You could help me think of Betty. Officiate my hobbit wedding. We'll be dressed like Bilbo Baggins, arriving in our station wagons. I'll need a ride to work one day, to Nova Scotia's Mahone Bay. Or help me clean out all my closets, full of mineral deposits. Yes, the favor, the favor, the favor, the favor.
Need I remind you?
checkout line.
My cart was full of stuff.
You politely asked if you could jump ahead.
I told you that'd be fine.
That I really didn't mind. But first there were some things that must be said. Someday I'm gonna ask you to return the favor. The rules of the Godfather will apply. Today, tomorrow, or next year it would happen. And you would be obligated to comply.
You could be my Bobby Brady. Talk like Jerry Lewis.
Lady.
Write my thesis about herpes. Help me drink 100 Slurpees. You could invest my family savings. Give my back a decent shaving. Empty out my grandma's bedpan. And try to do it staying deadpan. Yes, the favor, the favor, the favor, the favor.
Must I remind you about the favor?
The favor.
Sorry we broke up, sorry I missed you, sorry I wanted only to kiss you, sorry I promised to love you forever, made you feel guilty all when you left me, sorry I showed up at your party, sorry I drank up all the Bacardi, sorry I puked up on your bedspread, sorry I wanted to be your boyfriend again, what can I do? Sorry I touched you and I heard bells ring. Sorry I jacked off outside of your window while you were sleeping. I thought you'd never know. Sorry I showed up at your wedding. Sorry I tried so hard to get in. Sorry I screwed up your picture. Sorry I confessed to your sister. What can I do? It's over, it's over, it's over, it's over. Sorry I crashed through your window on acid. Sorry I made a mess. Sorry I bled to death. What can I do? It's over, it's over, it's over, it's over. What can I do? I am the loser. I am the loser.
With your green stamps, I love your little green stamps. I keep collecting green stamps. I love the way they look. Oh, how I love to pick them. I pick them up and lick them. I lick them, then I stick them in my brown green stamp book. Day and night I'm dreaming of redeeming my green stamps for a toaster,
so gleaming and deluxe. Oh, how it will thrill me and please me and fulfill me to know my toaster only cost me $1,400. I drive up to the market. I stop my car and park it. I buy a lot of strange things of which I've never heard. I buy, though it's not urgent, 2 truckloads of detergent, 300 pounds of bird seed. Though I don't have a bird, some extract of vanilla, enough to feed Godzilla. Then I'll trade all my green stamps for something I can drive. A car is what I hope for, what I bought all that soap for. They promised me the first Studebaker made in 1965.
For my baby, 'cause I want my baby back again. Gonna get some platters, 'cause my baby's all that matters. Gonna make a list of all his favorite singers. Anita Bryan, Bobby V, Ricky Nelson, Jimmy G, Marty Robbins, Tubby Checker too. Threw them all away when he got mad. Gotta get him new one. I gotta make things right, 'cause I want my baby back so bad. Gonna get some records for my baby. To win his love again, I'm gonna try.
When the slow Wi-Fi, where have I gone and lost the darn remote control? Stuck here on the toilet with an empty bowl. I got problems.
Oh, not signaling.
I'm plenty of the
drink glass, leaving rings.
They're so annoying. Don't know how I see my
earphones tangling.
Spending precious minutes on the phone on hold. Caught up in a project, now my coffee's cold. Walking past the painting and the frame's not straight. Can I find the ending to the sellotape? I got problems.
Price tags, not feeling.
Plenty of them.
Power cut, watching TV.
Their soul destroying, don't know how I sleep at night.
Pears on everything. Avocado, ripened early on a long flight. And can hear me fogged up mirror. I cannot see carton opened improperly. Ooh, out of milk, what's happening
to me.
What was my old password for my Instagram? Missed important emails cause the wedge was spanned. I squeezed the toothpaste tube but there is still some stuck. I cannot reach the socket with my laptop plug. My butter is clumpy, it ruins my bread. Got to go and pee but I'm so comfy in bed. Once again I missed a home delivery. The clothing that I bought online sure don't fit me. I got problems.
Pants with local ring.
First world problems.
Ties are lettering.
So disappointed, don't know how I sleep at night.
Oh, showering.
I went and dropped my spoon into my bowl of soup. Got a runny nose and I'm out of tissues. Someone stole my sandwich from the fridge at work. My credit card won't swipe, I'm gonna go berserk. My ice cream is melting down my cone. I don't have the latest flashy fancy iPhone. I chipped my nail polish and burned my toast. My zipper is caught, I left my charger at home. I got a problem.
Yes. Run out of ink.
First world problem.
Choose advertising.
They're so annoying, don't know how I sleep at night.
Can't fight. Closer parking. Drawers do not close properly. Too much ice in my drink. I'm late. Can't find my keys. Oh, woe is me.
Some words are nice, some words are naughty, some are okay, some are too bawdy, naughty or nice. Here's my advice, before you speak, think twice. Some words are dandy, some are too randy, so I've supplied a handy guide for us. My naughty or nice, virtue or vice, cheap at the price, thesaurus. Richard is nice, Dick is naughty, puncture is nice, prick is bawdy, galas, dances, perfectly clean. Balls? Obscene. Doorbell's nice. Knockers? Naughty. Doggy is nice. Pussy? Body. Nail is right, but screw is wrong. You can say ding, but you can't say dong. Donkey is nice. Ass is naughty. Story's okay. Tail is body. You can say sparrow, but you can't say tit. Quick as a wink, but not lickety split. Boob is nice. Boobs, naughty. DJ's okay, but BJ, body. Construction, yes. Erection, no. You can say ha, but you can't say ho. O is nice. P is naughty. The toe is nice, but the finger is bawdy. Lobster's okay, but crabs, ooh. Grab is fine, but snatch is taboo. Grassy is nice. Woody, naughty. Cashews are nice. Nuts, naughty. Paul is fine. Peter's over the line. You can say 68, but not 69. That's my thesaurus, the end of my rap. Now you can give me applause, but please don't give me the clap.
In Australia, we've got deadly animals aplenty. We've got funnel web spiders who'll murder you and your family. Under every second rock is a red-back spider, and they'll kill you just because, I don't know, they're bored or whatever. We've got invisible brown snakes who'll bite you on the foot, and you'll be dead in 7 minutes, just like that, kaput. We've got the world's deadliest creatures all over the place. We've got magpies who'll steal the eyeballs from your face.
But at least we don't have AR-15s.
We've got great white sharks who'll ascend from the deep and rip you in half with their razor-sharp teeth. We've got saltwater crocs who'll death roll you to death, and sea snakes who'll gladly snatch your last breath. We've got a blue-ringed octopus no bigger than this that just sits around in rock pools waiting to kill kids, and even the platypus, a cute beaver duck thing, has got a spur on its ankle that'll kill you in one sting.
But at least we don't have AR-15s. At least they can't end up in the hands of psychopathic teens.
We've got stonefish and stingrays and sea urchins and shit, and hectic fucking homicidal box jellyfish. And these jellyfish, they aren't even sentient beings. They don't even really do stuff or know about things. They just float around on the whim of the currents, being pointless, non-cognitive, murderous cunts. And if that weren't enough in terms of natural hazards, here in Australia, the sun causes cancer.
But at least we don't have AR-15. At least they can't end up in the hands of suicidal teens. And at least we don't have an NRA who pay millions of dollars every day to bind off politicians not to change old laws.
We've got bull sharks, cone shells, saltwater crocodiles, honeybees, European wasps and blue-ringed octopies, death adders, blue bottles, red-back spiders, tiger sharks, tiger snakes and lizards that'll bite ya. We got sea snakes, taipans, cassowaries, copperheads, all the creatures of the land and sky and sea that want you dead. Toadfish, stonefish, irukandji jellyfish, bull ants, centipedes and ticks that cause paralysis.
Fuck, we don't have AR-15s. Thank fuck, they can't end up in the hands of psychopathic suicidal teens. Thank fuck, we don't have an NRA who pay millions of dollars every day buying off politicians not to change some law. A law that was written 200 years ago, in a time when it took 3 minutes to reload a single round of ammunition. We knew nothing about depression, and you couldn't fire 45 rounds in 60 seconds. There wasn't even such a thing as automatic weapons. There weren't 31 mass shootings monthly. But what would I know, 'cause I'm from another country.
Please show your tickets at the window as you come inside. My name is Nigel and I'll be your tour guide. I'll be happy to answer questions on anything that's shown. First we got a great surprise, I'd rather not spoil it. Oh well, alright, it's Elvis Presley's toilet. So you can all reenact the moment the king fell off his throne. And Mark Bowman's mini. Take a ride in Eddie Cochran's taxi or Buddy Holly's plane. Cece Vicious's syringes, and a little bit later on, the very vomit Jimi Hendrix choked on. Jim Morrison's rubber duck and the smattering of Kurt Cobain. All those stars who wrote all those timeless tunes. Sandwich box and Brian Jones's flippers,
Freddie Mercury's mustache, comb and clippers. But I'm sorry to say, that isn't the saddest thing in here. Look behind the 3D mobile of Michael Hutchins. Past the space reserved for Martin McCutcheon. There's a small unmarked urn in which we keep Peter Andre's career. Stars, we are loved throughout the years. We hold on to the things that brought them here. It booze, guns, cars, heroin, all crystal meth. To the rock and roll hall of
death. We got the bomb, and that was good, 'cause we love peace and motherhood. Then Russia got the bomb, but that's okay, 'cause the balance of power's maintained that way. Who's next? France got the bomb, but don't you grieve, 'cause they're on our side, I believe. China got the bomb, but have no fears, they can't wipe us out for at least 5 years. Who's next? Then Indonesia claimed that they were going to get one any day. South Africa wants two, that's right. One for the black and one for the white. Who's next?
Egypt's gonna get one too, just to use on you know who.
So Israel's getting tense, wants one in self-defense. The Lord is our shepherd, says the psalm, but just in case, we better get a bomb. Who's the next? A Luxembourg is next to go, and who knows, maybe Monaco. We'll try to stay serene and calm when Alabama gets the bomb. Who's next? Who's next? Who's next?
Who's next? I didn't have the money that the big cats had. I couldn't get a Ford, much less a cab. But I'm not the kind of guy to be outdone. Don't you know what I did? I went and made me one. I got the front end here, I got the rear end there. I come by the middle about everywhere. I got them all together and I made them fit. But the hardest part was naming it. It's a Chevy Casserole, more like a Studebar link, a Baker with a Continental kit. A Chevy Casserole, more like a Studebar link, a Baker, and I'm proud of every part of it. So what did I do wrong? He said, there's one thing that I've got to know. Just tell me what you call it and I'll let you go. It's a Chevy Casserole, more like a Studebar link, a Baker with a Continental kit. A Chevy Casserole, more like a Studebar link, a Baker, and I'm proud of every part of it. A Baker with a Continental kit. A Chevy Casserole's more like a Studebar link, a Baker, and I'm proud of every part of it.
kidnap an heiress or threaten her with a knife. What do you want from life? To get cable TV and watch it every night. You met tonight. How can you tell when you're doing all right? Does your bank account swell while you're dreaming at night? How do you know when you're really in love? Do violins play when you're touching the one that you love?
By that, a baby's arm holding an apple. Well, we may never know, but we can suspect all we like, can't we, gang? Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Okay, enough of that. Let's start from the beginning. Willie Nile up top. That was History 101. A lot of stuff you didn't know. Let's see, Wally Pleasant from Detroit. Let's play Life. Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. That's a great game. You remember Life with the cars and the little sticks you put in them? Yeah, and the 3D board. It was great. Okay, let's see The Favor. That was Power Salad. Don't forget that everything has a price, okay? Sorry, speaking of board games and stuff before, that was the Nerf Herder from... Nerf Herder is the group of Parry Grip. Parry Grip has a million things to his credit, and he's still young yet, okay? Let's see, Alan Sherman, that was Green Stamps. We're gonna get some records. Was Sandy Selsey, a single from 1962 when the world was 45 crazy, okay? I Got Problems was Shirley Serban. That one made me laugh too, sorry, okay? Naughty or Nice, Ray Jessel. Yeah, you heard that. You heard it right, too. Let's see. We heard from the Autobahn. That was the Autobahn Let's Go Beer Drinking. And that was recorded at Penn Brewery's Oktoberfest in 2010. I only mention that because it's written right here. Let's see. Animals in Australia was the Van Vuren Boys and Jason Farnham. I think we included that in our Australia show last year, too, as we should. Okay. Who's this guy? Mitch Ben. Ben. Two N's. Bitch Ben. And that was the Rock and Roll Hall of Death. Tom Lehrer. Who's next? Not having to do with death, but somebody's next. You know that. Let's see. And then we heard from Pete Stamper. I should have rehearsed this. Shevakaiser Olds Molaka Studa War, like that thing. Anyway, you know where that came from. So there goes. I'm not sure if that's an answer or what, but there it is. And then what do you want from life? From the Tubes, featuring the fabulous Fee Waybill. Okay, so lists galore. I always have fun with those. I hope you do too. Got another list of some of my favorite things on earth, which is what? Girls. And I'll send this out to my five favorite girls, my wife Linda, and our cat Gilly, and then Maddie, Joe, and Sue, my nurses, okay? So see you next week with some more surprises, and maybe not. Maybe you won't be surprised after today, okay? Have a good one, and behave.
They sing about Donna and Peggy Sue. Susie, darling, and Mary Lou. But I'm so mad, I wanna shout, 'cause there are some that they left out. So I made myself a special list of all the girls that they have missed. Sheila, Shirley, Catherine, Tina, Lena, Marilyn, Tony, Joni, Mary Jean, Janet, Mary, and Francine, Phyllis, Connie, Guinevere, Lily, Molly, Joyce, and Eve. From A to Z, what a ball. Girls, girls, I love them all. They sing Old Carol and Plain Jane. There's Joanne and Darlene Lorraine. But I'm so mad, I wanna shout, 'cause there are some that they left out. So I made myself a special list of all the girls that they have missed. Mona, Rona, Natalie, Sunny, Bunny, Beverly, Cookie, Hazel, Ruth, Adele, Doris, Iris, and Rochelle, Debbie, Brenda, and Marlene, Audrey, Amy, and Maxine. They can be big or small. Girls, girls, I love them all. They sing about Donna and Peggy Sue, Susie, darling, and Mary Lou. But I'm so mad, I want to shout, 'cause there are some that they left out. So I made myself a special list of all the girls that they have missed.
Judy, Honey, Annie, Helen, Sandy, Corky, Funky, Vicky, Bonnie, Nancy, Dottie, Yetta, Ruthie, Peggy, Rosie, Karen, Allen, Lizzie, Zelda, Phyllis, Washa, Myrna,
DNA. Go. Lizzie Mercier de Clue. Go. Teenage Jesus. Go. Sonic Youth. Go. Juju Nylon. Go. June Tyson. Go. Tom Tom Club. Go. Go. Gloria Gaynor. Gloria Gaynor. Anderson. Patty Smith. Debbie Harry. Susie Sue. Polystyrene. The Slits. Pussy Riot. Kim Deal. Riot Girl. Kristen Hind. Nina Hagen. Betty Davis. Polystyrene. Delta 5. White noise.